Track 4, the 500-pound gorilla. Traditional business planning falls under the 500-pound gorilla umbrella. How long do we sidestep a problem, that's the 500-pound gorilla, before someone finally does something about it? As business plans go, it's been decades of the same approach. No one really understands formal business plans, yet we continue to write them. Somewhere, someone deemed the prescription to be the same for everyone starting a business. Write 100 pages of tough-to-understand information and then follow it. The few that do understand these plans usually aren't the entrepreneurs. A business plan should be written first for the entrepreneur and a real distant second for the banking community. This tool that you're using to map out your business success is very straightforward and designed to provide you answers to the many questions that should be answered when starting a business, whether big or small. Again, it's not designed to provide a completed formal business plan for submission to a loan review board. From personal experience, those plans only serve to make the bankers feel good. The bank isn't operating your business. You are. How's that for redundancy? It's important to have the right mindset in place to venture forth with your own business. When you finish this process of thinking through the business, you'll really understand not just the business, but much more about yourself as a business person and the dynamics of entrepreneurship. Formal plans are cold, sterile, and really provide little fuel to motivate the user. If you need to have a formal plan, we've provided links on our website for those interested in viewing these plans. Keep in mind that all the work you do here in this book can be entered into a formal business plan, if and when you feel so inclined. Unless you're going to a bank, though, it's important to realize that a business plan is written to give you an opportunity to make the mistakes and air out the ideas before opening your wallet, and also to give you a map to follow. None of us would hop on a plane to journey cross country without at least a compass and a map. Going into business requires the same discipline. You're better off to have some guideline to get you to the place that you want to go. The section to follow is designed simply to get you thinking through the endeavor you're about to take on and get you to think through the things that often come back to be a problem down the road for nearly all entrepreneurs. If you're starting a business with a partner, it'll also help you to look seriously at this person that you could be spending the rest of your life with. Plan well and make sure as partners you know your roles in the relationship. The questions to follow come from years of personal entrepreneurial experience and years of working one-on-one with small business clients and seeing and hearing the struggles that they face. Nearly all these problems could have been avoided or at least minimized had they walked through these questions in the planning stages and had those tough conversations. If you're doing this plan with a partner, then you'll have an excuse for asking some of the tough-to-ask questions that stem from having a close relationship with them. You may not even know how golden that really is at this stage, but someday you'll hug me for the insight. You can just blame the tough-to-ask awkward questions on the program author, me, Dan Nichols. Blame it on me. I'll take some responsibility for your success through proper planning. If you have a partner or partners, adjust the applicable questions accordingly. If you don't have a partner, disregard the partnership stuff. I use this exact planning process that you're using. I started this business with less than $2,000 in personal seed money and never borrowed a dime. What made it succeed is my relentless persistence. Granted, it took a long time. My belief in the product and its value. And of course, my passion for the business model that I was creating. Did I mention my difficulty sleeping because of my obsessing with making it all happen? Persistence, vision, and passion. Persistence, vision, and passion. Now, before answering the questions to follow, keep in mind that how you feel matters more than any logic in starting your business. Our emotions, how we feel, tend to dictate nearly everything that we do. It's important that you have your head straight when starting your business. The questions below will act as a barometer to see if you, and if applicable, your partner, are ready to move on and make it as entrepreneurs. These questions are designed to make you think about what's ahead. The audio should end now. Work and read through section Q1.